Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com or text us at 001-202-465-0318. Among our top stories this evening, the MDCT Shadow Cabinet met for the first time this year and called for fresh elections, saying the country is in a dire state under President Robert Mugabe's leadership following last year's disputed elections. President Robert Mugabe is well and enjoying his annual leave, presidential spokesman George Charamba says in response to reports that he is unwell. And we give you the latest results from the CHAN Championships in South Africa. The MDCT Shadow Cabinet held its first meeting this year and expressed concern at the country's deteriorating economic situation and the failure by the ZANU-PF government to pay living wages to civil servants, among other issues afflicting the nation. Correspondent Ivan Chifera reports from the capital.
Information Shadow Minister Nelson Chamisa told Studio 7 after the five-hour meeting chaired by party leader Morgan Tsvangirai that the problems affecting the country, such as the liquidity crunch, Kamban closures and retrenchments, were a result of what the party says was a stolen election which can only be resolved through fresh elections. He said by failing to pay civil servant salaries above the poverty datum line, the government is showing that it does not care about its workers' welfare.
The challenge we have realized there is an alternative government is that ZANU-PF are now the new employers. So they are no longer interested in the discourse of poverty datum line or the minimum wage. They are no longer interested in employment councils because they are the beneficiaries. They are now the new bourgeois. They are the new capitalists. So they would want to make sure that there is labor flexibility. There is no harmonization of labor laws because they have departed from the liberation struggle ethos to make sure that there's decency to a citizen, there's decency to workers.
Government and its workers are locked in salary negotiations, with unions yesterday rejecting an offer of a minimum monthly payment of $500 for the lowest paid civil servant. The two sides meet again tomorrow as negotiations continue. The meeting, Chamisa said, noted that it was unacceptable for government to fail to pay fees for more than 1 million children, as well as its failure to provide safety nets for struggling war veterans, the elderly, those living with disabilities and the poor.
We believe that there should be no segregation on the basis of ability. You know, we should not commodify education. Education is supposed to be for everyone. Education is supposed to be for the so-called rich. It's supposed to be for the poor. And that is how we are going to be able to build a better country. The best investment any country can ever have is in the children. The best asset any country can ever safeguard and protect is obviously the young ones.
Chamisa said the meeting urged government to provide social safety nets to cushion the needy and the poor. He said the MDCT Shadow Cabinet meeting also urged the government to decisively deal with corruption, saying the rotten state companies and quasi-government departments is unacceptable. The MDCT spokesman said President Robert Mugabe, who has come out in the open and attacked some of his officials for being corrupt, must walk the talk and prosecute those perpetuating craft.
You can't be a minister who is hands in and not hands on. And that is the tragedy of this administration. Most of the ministers are involved. They have hands in, and hence they cannot actually reprimand the true and characters. You can't tell me that there has been a minister in charge of ZBC with all the noise and charade that you saw or we've read about in the ZBC. The minister not being able to know what's happening in their own backyard is a travesty of justice.
Studio 7 was unable to get comment from Media Information and Broadcasting Services Minister Jonathan Moyo. Cabinet has not yet met this year as President Mugabe, who chairs the meetings, is still on his annual leave. ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo could also not be reached for comment. The person who answered his mobile phone said he was in a meeting. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.